So Kevin and I were talking about, you know, the fact that that Wilmer Font started the game that you pitched in. And I wonder how much of a change in routine that was for you, whether it caught you off guard, or is it something that, you know, people just make too big a deal of?
Obviously, it's a little bit different in routine, but I just try to treat it kind of like a road start, you know. Just start everything a little bit later. Obviously, it being in the middle of the game, I had to play catch a little earlier in the outfield than normal. But other than that, you just kind of treat it like a road start. Our bullpen coach, Matt Bushman, really helped me just kind of keep timing proper and make sure, like, I wasn't ready too early or I wasn't going to be, you know, throwing when I needed to enter the game.
TJ, what's the biggest thing you've learned about yourself this year as a pitcher?
The biggest thing I've learned about myself, just kind of, I guess, what the things I need to do in order to be successful at this level. I think I learned a lot this year in AAA on, you know, the kind of pitches that I need to throw and where I need to throw them in order to be successful with the stuff that I have.
What was it like getting out there and getting on the mound in a major league game? You know, you talk to guys, they'll say two things. One, well, it's baseball, you know, nine innings, et cetera, same distance between the bases and all that. But you'll also talk to guys and they'll say stuff comes at you faster. And the whole idea is to try to manage the speed of the game. And of course, being a pitcher, you are the one who sort of initiates the speed of the game in a lot of ways. What was the thing you'll take away from standing out there on the mound and taking a deep breath and getting your major league career underway?
I thought the guys who treat it, you know, kind of say it's just, you know, same game, same nine innings, same distance from the plate. I tried to keep myself in that mindset. I got a good tip from our catcher, Bo Taylor, before the game started. He said, just take a second at some point, kind of look around, take it all in. Cool moment in my life. So I did that pregame while I was playing catch. I kind of stood in the outfield, looked around, and, you know, looked around at the stadium, saw all the people, kind of took in the view and how big a difference it was between, obviously, the minor leagues and here. But, you know, once it came time to get on the mound and start warming up, and obviously once I got into the game, I just kind of locked in on the catcher and, you know, focused on making pitches and executing pitch locations and everything like that, and try to take it one out at a time.
You mentioned Bo Taylor, the fact that he caught you in AAA, the fact that he caught you, caught the no-hitter. How much of an asset is that when you're making your start to look behind the plate and have at least some level of familiarity with the guy who's back there?
I think it definitely helped to relax me a lot. Having a guy who has caught me recently. Actually, I've thrown to all three of the catchers up here now, between Bo, Danny, and Reese. But obviously, Bo being the most recent of the guys who I've thrown to, it helped me relax out there. And he obviously knows how my stuff works and how my stuff plays. So it was really easy to kind of just trust him with the signs he was putting down and locations.
TJ, what's the biggest challenge for being such a tall man? You know, 6'7" is a very big, tall person, and they always talk about the people that I talk to that are pitchers saying mechanically, you know, you want to stay over the rubber, you want to stay compact. Is there one thing that you need to really tell yourself every time because of your size?
I think you hit it. It's just staying over the rubber.
Yeah.
Sometimes I drift towards the plate too much, and that obviously is going to cause stuff to stay up in the zone or even run up and out of the zone. Especially with the fastballs, and then when it comes to breaking balls, that'll cause them to hang a little bit and maybe lose a little bit of movement or depth to them. So the more I can stay over the mound while I'm delivering the pitch, the better.
You know, this is an organization that I think, what, you're like the 37th different pitcher. 38th different pitcher. Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
That's been used this year. I mean, there's an organization in transition. You're in the minors, obviously spring training, you have the lat issue. How important was it to you to kind of, while all this was going on, to kind of be patient and just sort of stick with your program and advance, trust yourself, trust the organization, and go from there?
I think that's, you know, one of the most important things you can do as any player, whether it be a position player or a pitcher, is to just focus on one game at a time and not look too far ahead into the future and not try and worry about really impressing anybody with an outing. Because if you, at least in my experience, if you go out there and you try and pitch like that game, you're going to get called up after that game. That's really not going to help you in any way. You're really going to be putting too much pressure on yourself. You're going to be trying to be too perfect. And generally when that happens, you know, that's when mistakes are made. And that's when bad outings occur, is when you're trying to look too far into the future and rather than staying focused on the present moment.
TJ, now correct me if I'm wrong, but you're basically a sinker ball guy, a slider guy, a curveball, and a changeup. Your changeup sounds like it's the work in progress. I saw you throw some pretty good ones. Is there any positives you can take from throwing something you've been working so hard on and having some success with it away from that start?
Absolutely. I try to take something positive from every start, especially if I'm trying, like you said, I'm trying to work on throwing a better changeup. And obviously throwing changeups against a lineup like that at, you know, at the highest level and having some success with it is going to do nothing but boost my confidence in it. And I think a changeup especially is one of those pitches where, you know, you just have to have confidence in it and throwing it like a fastball, because, you know, it's when I get into trouble with it when I start babying it. I start, you know, trying to make it too good a pitch, and that's when I usually ended up throwing it up over the middle of the plate or hanging it, and then it gets banged out of the park for a home run. I think just having confidence with it, throwing it in games, are the two biggest things for me. So having some success with it against a team like the Atlanta Braves really is going to help boost my confidence.